Hey, are you ready to go? Should I start this thing or what?
Mm-mm.
You're not ready yet?
Mm-mm.
What do you need to do to get ready?
Mm-mm.
What's wrong?
Mm-mm.
Are you ready or not?
Mm-mm.
What's in your mouth?
A big ol'.
Ew.
Now I'm ready. Am I ready?
You better be.
Hey everyone, it's 6:59, time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Fran Gray.
My name is Michelle.
And we're here to entertain.
And delight. You know what term I hate? Surprise and delight. Do they say that at your job?
Yes.
Do they make you try and do that with
your design? They do. Oh. You know they say that.
So we're here to surprise and delight.
That should be our slogan.
I hate it so much. It makes me want to barf a million.
We should most definitely make stickers that say, shut up, weirdo. Surprise and delight.
So gross, right? I mean, I guess it's a nice sentiment, but...
No, it's not. It's weird.
It is weird.
You know what else I hate when they talk about, like, little surprises on, I don't know, websites and stuff?
Easter eggs?
Yes! So stupid. God.
Oh, life is dumb.
Completely. So what's up?
Something important happened to me this week, and I wanted to tell you about it. Now I forget what it is.
Well, I know something good that happened to you. We had a lovely time hanging out together.
Last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
What happened to you this week? Did you win $1 million?
No, I didn't.
Did you
win
find the man of your dreams? Did you give birth to 17 kids? Did you get a new car?
No. Something really good happened
to me
this
week. Did
you get
like a fancy handbag?
Me?
Did you eat a filet mignon?
No, but I've been eating a lot of raw things. I love raw meat. You don't like raw meat? You don't like steak tartare?
Only at, like, a really good place, like Nougatine.
You wish. Happy birthday to Sheila, who's going to a fancy restaurant.
Nougatine.
And she's DJing tonight. You're not going.
No, I'm not.
I'll be there. Our wicked lady. They're strippers.
What?
There's go-go dancers.
I'll be dancing.
There's go-go dancers.
But I'm not attending the party.
Anyway.
It's in Bushwick.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking today about our October meetup, guys. Mm-hmm. It's happening again.
In October.
Yay. It was so fun last year.
I'm so mad I can't remember that thing I was going to tell you.
I really hope you remember soon. Anyway, we have a topic.
Yeah.
Tonight's topic is weird childhood fears. And funny enough, Michelle and I share the same one. What's that, pot?
A little tiny spider.
Oh, cute.
Not real.
Let's see who can guess what fear Michelle and I share.
Oh, that's a good game.
201-209-9368. Call us and share your fear and see if you
your
can
guess. Your childhood fear.
Your weird childhood fear. And see if you can guess the one that Michelle and I share.
What was your other one that we don't share?
Did I have another one?
Mm-hmm.
I did?
I think so.
I don't remember.
I think we had two we shared because we were both of being afraid of left in supermarkets.
No, that was not mine.
Oh, that's mine.
That's so weird.
No, it's
not.
Oh,
my other one was being kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
I was always terrified of being kidnapped. Someone, I think, tried to kidnap me once.
Really?
Twice, actually.
I feel like once maybe I was almost kidnapped.
It's so weird that I think maybe it only happened in my head.
Hmm.
Shall I tell you the story?
Please.
I was in the Spanish for Spanish speakers, Spanish class. So mm-hmm. When the dumber kids had to learn Spanish, I had to go to the library for the Spanish speakers class. So I was walking, like, past a field to get there, and someone pulled up in a car with a garbage bag and said, come here, little girl. There's no way that happened, right?
That could have happened.
And I ran. But, like, there's no way. I feel like I made that up in my head
that
somehow.
That could have happened.
Nobody, like, that's not how you lure a child into a car.
You can lure a child into a car many a way.
Well, obviously, that's not a good technique.
Maybe it worked on another kid.
Oh, my God, and she's dead?
Or he.
Michelle.
It's not. I mean, you're lucky you got away.
You think it actually happened and I didn't make it up?
I doubt you made that up.
Well, that's creepy.
Hmm. When I was little, I was really afraid of Santa Claus. And my sister knew it. And she was a little bit mean. And I would be, like, playing with a toy under the table or something. I don't remember this, but my parents and my aunt was like, your sister was always so mean. And she would want to be playing with the toy I was playing with, and I'd be, like, happily playing with it alone in, like, a corner. And she'd be like, Michelle, I just saw Santa.
That is the creepiest thing
you've
ever
said. And then I would throw the toy in the air, start screaming, crying, run to my dad or my mom. And my sister would take the toy and just play with it.
That makes so much... I get you so much better now.
Thanks.
That's why you don't like to share.
Oh, that's not... I mean, that's probably not the only reason. I don't hate sharing.
But you don't, like, particularly want to do it.
I just feel like everyone should have their own stuff. And then you have your stuff and someone else has their stuff.
But you like it, like, when people share with you.
I like when people give me things.
Oh, to keep, not to share.
Well, like, to give it back?
Wait, what?
What are all those doors?
I see Santa.
That's so messed up.
I tried to say it like, I see dead people.
I know you did. That was mean.
Sorry, it was so perfect. I think our premium t-shirt should have Santa on it.
No, absolutely not.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is weird childhood fears. Please share, everyone. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid that we'll judge you.
Let's get to the bottom of all this stuff.
We will understand. We will get to know each other tonight.
Yeah, we'll share.
Yeah, 201-209-9368.
Ready? I like this kind of sharing.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You like dark secret sharing.
No, I just like psychological sharing.
Ooh. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio. Did you do the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Uh-oh.
Did you break it?
No, but it's not working. I'm serious. I'm not even
Turn it on and turn it off again.
I don't know how to do that. What do we do if we can't answer calls?
Try dump them all off and start over.
Oh my God, what's happening to the phone thing? We might need someone to come help us. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio?
Hey,
it just did the weirdest thing. They all dropped off and then came back at once.
This portal would open up at the head of my bed and a hand would take me through it. And I would be in this world of, like, flying copy machines and stuff.
What?
I don't know what that is.
That's weird, man.
I'm not really scared of that anymore. Then also sometimes I thought this, like, shadowy figure would creep into my room and, like, put its hand on my back and try to kind of suck my soul out of me.
Please stop. Like, this is weird.
I feel like everyone has that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one maybe. And then also maybe I thought there were, like, these bearded guys with swords that would be in my hallway, but they were kind of like skeletons. I don't know. Maybe like, other people know what the hell
I feel like
about.
You said a lot of Game of Thrones scenarios.
No, they were kind of like samurai.
Oh, weird. All right, you're weird.
I think you're okay.
I'm fine. Thanks, though.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
My head itches.
You have lice.
No, I don't have dandruff.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. How you doing today?
Hey, what's up?
Has anyone guessed your...
Not yet.
Childhood? What's that?
Not yet. What's your guess?
Clowns?
Nope.
No.
I mean, no one likes clowns, but that's not the one we spoke about.
Would you like to hear mine?
Sure.
The Blob.
Like, what's you were actually scared of that?
Wait, was that a movie?
Well, yeah, big
what
time.
Was that?
But there was a, I remember my father, who must have been has an evil streak, showed us a newspaper clipping of somewhere like in South Jersey where I guess it was just like a fungi in some person's yard, but the woman was going off about how the thing was just growing and getting bigger, and being little kids, I became terrified of the blob. So that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, sir.
You ladies have a good day.
You too.
See, what's happening is, like, we don't want to hear what monsters you were scared of. We want to hear, like, what actual things you were afraid of. Like, you were afraid of, I don't know, the dark. Or, I mean, not that
No, we
lame.
Don't want to hear that you're afraid
like,
of
But, like, you were afraid of, I don't know, I don't want to hear monsters. Like, every kid is afraid of monsters.
Yeah, you want to hear, like, I was afraid that if I wrote with a pencil for too long, the lead would contaminate my blood, and therefore I could only use pens, and my parents only bought me pens, and we had to have special notes written to my teachers that I couldn't use pencils, and it was really hard for me to take the SAT because of this. Something like that.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Were you speaking from experience?
No, I just made that up.
That was beautiful. Thanks. That was truly beautiful. You really, that was all made up?
Yeah, that was totally made up.
That was very good.
Thanks. Yeah. I love pencils.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
But yeah, exactly. Everyone follow Michelle's cue on that one. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
And you're on the air.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Frankie. Love the show.
Hello.
Thanks.
Michelle, I agree with you. I don't like sharing if it's not necessary.
Right? Thanks.
Like people who insist on sharing things just for the sake of sharing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sharing is never necessary. It's just,
sometimes it just feels pointless.
It's just kind.
When you're on an island starving to death and there's one coconut and three people.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you just kill the people and eat them.
Oh.
Sorry. Was that weird?
Always with the violence.
I didn't say you had to kill them in a violent way.
Oh, okay. Now I'm listening. But, when I was a kid, I was terrified of, like, when you get on the train or a subway, there's, like, the little 2-inch gap between the platform and the train.
Yes. I'm still scared of that.
Make sure you step over it.
Yeah. Well, when you're a little kid and you have small feet, you really could fall in there.
My mom did fall in there.
Your mom fell in there?
Tore up her knee.
For real?
Some people had to, like, lift her out before the train doors were closing. She messed up her knee for, like, a year and a half.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't know that. That's crazy.
It happened, like, 5 years ago.
And here in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You know the gap, the one that's on the 6 train where the metal grate, like,
moves? No, that's the worst.
Is that Union Square?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they have those signs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that happens to a lot of people there.
Ooh.
I was also terrified of tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, tornadoes are scary. The idea of a tornado. Do you know what I'm totally afraid of? Or was and still am, actually. The wind, the sound that wind makes in a hurricane.
I love that noise.
No, but when it's 200 mile an hour winds, it's like a freight train.
I don't know. I love that noise.
Have you had a hurricane?
Yeah.
No, I threw up from my fear. Like, I literally puked during Hurricane Andrew.
I hate throwing up from being afraid.
That's the only
Hurricane Hugo, I remember we were like,
was bad.
Hiding, and our school got totally ruined.
Yeah, Hurricane Andrew had puked like an idiot.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
At least Santa Claus wouldn't come during a hurricane.
I might still be afraid of Santa Claus.
I mean, I don't see why people aren't afraid.
Jewish?
Santa Claus
no,
and the Easter Bunny?
No, I'm very Catholic.
Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are scary.
Santa Claus is scarier.
He's a child molester.
If he didn't have those presents, like, he'd be screwed.
He's a child molester. Sit on my lap. I've been watching that JonBenet Ramsey stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the part with the Santa Claus?
No. Don't ruin it for me, though. Spoiler alert. Have you seen the Netflix documentary about poisoning people?
No. What's it called? I'm watching it tonight.
Someone told me about it, and they were like,
that's my Friday night.
They said they highly recommend it.
Oh, my God. Will you
remind me? No, but it's not. I think it's poisoning in the old age.
I don't care. I still want to watch it.
Yeah. You gotta remind me.
Give me some ideas.
Yeah.
How to get rid of my enemies.
You guys gonna have another listener meetup sometime?
Yeah, in October. We'll let you guys know. We were talking about it today, but yeah, we are. We're having a party.
I'm gonna poison everyone.
And Michelle's gonna kill us all. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, I'd love that.
Me too.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
I think I would too, actually. It'd be like, she deserves it in a weird way.
I'd kiss you on your forehead before I put you out of your misery.
Oh, that's really sweet, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Aw. It's like I say, it's dark with some purple sparkles.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good one, sir.
Bye.
I didn't know you said that.
We talked once on the air about what color your aura is, and you said black. And I said, but it has purple sparkles.
201-209-9368. We want to hear about your weird childhood fear.
You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
What's going on there?
I haven't really been reading it because I've actually been into the show for the first time ever. I don't know, nothing good. I'll let you know, though. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey there.
Hi.
So my fear isn't all that weird, but my reaction was weird when it came true. So I had a fear of getting bloody noses, but it happened one day, and so I ran up. I didn't know what to do, and I ran upstairs into my bedroom and locked the door, and I had a carpeted bedroom, and I hid under the bed. And I started making all this, like, crazy noise because I thought I was dying. And then my parents realized that I was somewhere in the house screaming. And so they were trying to figure out where I was. And then they finally figured out that I was in my room.
What were you afraid of?
Dying, perhaps?
Like, you thought you were going to just... all the blood was going to flow out of your body through your nose?
Yeah. My brain was going to, like, leak out of my nose.
Yeah. I would be scared. I've never had a bloody nose.
Really?
I don't think.
I get them all the time.
Not, like, gushing.
I used to date a guy who used to get the worst bloody noses. He could fill a pint glass up with blood.
That's disgusting.
He used to have to shove extra large tampons up his nostrils.
Jeez.
There's a lot of good stories about this guy.
But
he's amazing.
Anyway, so the door was locked, and they couldn't get into the room. And I laid there for so long, just bleeding out, that when they finally did get into the room, they had to drag me out of the bed. And I was covered in blood, and there was this huge puddle of blood underneath the bed.
Your parents must have been so scared.
How old were you?
I must have been like 5.
They must have been flipping out until they realized.
Yeah, they were freaking out.
They didn't know you had a nosebleed. They just heard you screaming.
You find your kid screaming in a pool of blood.
Damn, that's a good story.
Hell no. That sounds awful. See, reason number 350 to not have kids.
350,000. Just kidding.
What's your name, pal?
I go by Leech.
Leech, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Great. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
201-209-9368. Please call us and share with us your weird childhood fears. We're also seeing if any of you can figure out what the one fear Michelle and I share is. Childhood fear, at least. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, what's going on?
I'm not sure if this is really a fear as much as, like, a very serious concern I had as a kid. But I thought my toys were sentient, and I needed to play with all of them evenly, even the ones I don't like. I was scared that they were going to get jealous of the toys that I did like, and that they would, like, I don't know, hurt the ones I like.
Isn't there a movie like that, Toy Story or something?
Maybe I watched Toy Story too many times as a kid, I don't know. It was definitely something that I was pretty concerned about. But yeah.
I wasn't listening.
That's my story.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. It's Robin.
Hey,
what's Robin.
Up?
Hey. Well, this is a great topic. I have so many fears to share with you. I think the number one fear I had when I was a kid was that there were, like, snakes in the sewer system that were going to crawl out of the toilet and attack me. So I did a lot of, like, rudimentary research on that when I was real young, like, pre-internet. I used to fear that my dad used to work nights a lot, so I used to fear that he was cheating on my mom or Elvis was cheating with my mom. And I also thought there was a Native American living in our
yard. Was he cheating?
Who was trying to attack me, which is offensive enough because I'm Native American enough that I should know better. Those are like the top three.
Sorry, Robin. We're distracted a little bit right this second.
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing. Just
internal stuff.
Related to your
psychologically, yes. We're having a problem over here. Michelle's crying.
I'm fine. Now.
Oh.
No, the mic just got a little messed up, so then it was just...
We had a technical moment.
A moment.
Sorry. Sorry, we love you.
But snakes are going to eat you, and a Native American man's going to kill you, and then your dad's going to cheat on your mom.
Wait, that's what you
I
got?
I
didn't get anything
now.
From that story.
Yeah, that's everything that happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a nosebleed?
No nosebleed.
Oh, okay.
We love you, Robin.
Have a good one.
Love you too. Bye.
Let's center ourselves.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weird on WFMU. We want to hear about your weird childhood fears.
Correct. All of those things were true.
They were all, none of them lies.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. This is Sarah calling from St. Louis.
Hello, Sarah.
I have kind of just a weird one that I don't know if it was a fear, but when I was a little kid, like laying in my bed at night, I used to like imagine my head getting bigger, 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 and then tiny, 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 over and over and over.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Like a balloon blowing up and deflating?
Like blowing up and then getting really like incredibly small.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Did it ever explode?
No, I think maybe there was just like a little tension there, like it could get weird and go
that
wrong,
visual is so
it was
scary.
The thing that I did when I was like going to sleep at night.
It getting really, really
tiny is almost worse than it
getting really, really big.
No,
huge,
it getting
huge, huge.
No, it getting tiny is
so
scary, disgusting.
Like
it's so gross.
And then shrinking down.
Oh my God, that is good. She's on the list, right?
Yeah, Sarah, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
Girls are a complicated creature. The boys are all like scared of monsters. I was scared of the dark. The girls are like,
I was scared of being kidnapped and my head shrinking and inflating. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a fear of dogs.
Exactly.
I've had since I was a kid.
Boys. Terrifying.
Yeah. When I was a kid, two neighborhood girls came by and asked me if I wanted to play.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. What happened?
Well, I said, okay. And they said, okay, well, let's play. And do you want to see the big dog or the small dog? And I said, I want to see the big dog. And so they took me to...
This sounds like a dirty sexual thing.
They took me to one of the girls' houses. And this was in New Jersey in the mid-1970s. And one of the girls was the daughter of a Tony Soprano kind of guy. And
so it gets worse.
They had, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Okay.
Yeah. And
oh my God, get to
the
it.
Dog was a very large black pit bull. Anyway.
Did it eat your face or what?
They took me down the driveway.
Uh-huh.
And they said, okay, walk down into the garage and you'll see the dog. And I was excited because I like dogs and I want to see the dog.
The story could be good.
Okay, so what happens?
I walked into the garage.
I just gotta, like, push
and this big black pit bull came out of nowhere and started barking really viciously and jumped on my chest. And I remember, like, being thrown to the floor of the garage by this vicious, large black pit bull. Barking in my face.
Did it bite your arm off and you had to get like 100 stitches?
Maybe it ate its face like on Game of Thrones.
Did it eat your face?
It should have.
Oh my God. All right, have a good one. That guy. Jesus.
You don't have to be mean.
Sorry, I can't. I could not listen to him for another second. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Just Ted.
Hey, yeah. So I had two fears. One was I was afraid I was going to be satanically possessed.
Satanically possessed?
Satanic.
Hmm.
So June 6th was a really bad day for me every year. And the other thing was I had my parents went on vacation to Mexico, and they brought me back on this like a bendy plastic clown.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you can pose the arms and the legs or whatever.
Mm, sounds cool.
And it sat on my dresser for like my whole entire childhood, and I was definitely afraid that it would come to life. And I saw this movie called Trilogy of Terror, where this like little statue comes to life and chases this woman around the house all day. And I was just like so afraid of that thing every night when I went to bed. It was horrible, but I couldn't I wanted to throw it away, but I couldn't because I was afraid that I'd hurt my parents' feelings. And that was it.
All right, that was good.
Are you disappointed?
Yep,
I'm not super disappointed.
It was fine. It was like a C+.
It was fine.
Okay.
All right. Average. All right. Average. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Oh, and I sent you guys an email about.
I saw it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I was going to tell you about my childhood growing up in a haunted house where I was afraid of everything.
Haunted how?
Haunted house.
Yeah. Yes. How was the house haunted?
I would I would get sleep paralysis, or that's what everyone describes as now, where I could wake up and like not scream after having the same recurring dream that my sister would have after I eventually talked to her about it.
And you then, and your sister had the same recurring dream?
Yes.
What was it?
It was you never saw the person's face, but somebody was always crawling up underneath your blanket towards you?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Definitely not. I'm done. I don't know that I want to hear any more of this.
You'd go up the stairs at night, and you would feel nips at your heels.
No, come on!
And eventually, my mom eventually admitted to feeling the same thing.
I feel gross.
What?
And when my dad finally came around and admitted that he would see shadow people, and think they were us.
He used to what?
See shackled people.
Or shadow people.
Shadow people.
And they're always off to like the side, and you think there's somebody from your family there in your house, and you would talk to them, and then realize that...
Absolutely not.
You know, the person you were talking to wasn't even close.
Absolutely
not.
I'm so scared of stuff like that.
No, this is awful. This is the worst thing I've ever
Did you guys
heard.
Move?
No. Eventually, when we all...
Why would you stay there?
It became easier because no one ever got hurt. We were all having a shared experience about it. It's just...
Yeah, still, no. I still don't want to see or feel those things.
They're not going to hurt you.
No, I
don't care. Maybe you become friends with them and then you're like...
Did you? Could you talk to them?
No, nothing. No, nothing ever. Like, actually, well, we had a second party. My sister had a second party with her friends come over. And it's
she shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, why did she do that in the haunted house? Jesus.
And, well, I don't know.
People love playing with fire. Then what happened?
They did this weird thing where three people sit at a like a card table, like an equal size, four-sided thing. And they would put their fingertips on it. And no thumbs underneath. You actually saw where everyone's hand was. But you only have three people sitting at three sides.
Uh-huh.
And it... The table would actually lift up and give like one knock, two knock answers.
No.
And we had two cats that would never go in the short little hallway between the kitchen and the den. And if you ever put the cat in that hallway, their hair would go up, they would shriek and run away.
You lived in a haunted house
like,
for real.
Straight up haunted house. Who
and
has this house now?
Without that, they would last until they spent the night in the house.
Do you guys still own the house?
Yes.
I kind of want to go.
After my divorce, I moved back in.
Really?
Where is it?
Yeah.
Where?
In Central Jersey.
Can we come over?
I want to snuggle with a ghost.
Can we come over?
I can. I have to ask my parents for it. I'm sure they say yes.
Wait, hold on.
He got divorced and he's living with his parents.
Okay. Well, why would they say no? Just tell them that your friends are coming over. We're all grown-ups and we're not going to, like, have any weird sex. We just want to come see the, like, scary house.
Yeah, but can your mom, like, cook us dinner and stuff and buy us Gatorades?
Gatorade. I want wine.
Wine, yes. That's it. They'll be on hand already.
No, I'm serious. I really want to
we'll
come
see
over.
You in October.
No, we really want to come over. I'm not kidding about this.
Okay.
I don't. I'm scared.
No, I do. Come on. Man up.
No way. I'm
Scaredy cat isn't even scared.
I'll get my sister to come over.
We'll go together. We'll hold hands.
Share some stories with you.
All right. We'll think about it.
Okay. Email me.
Okay.
All right. Email us.
Okay.
We could do a field trip.
It's shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Okay.
Okay. Email us. No, we're serious. We're going to record it, and you'll have your own special hour of Shut Up Weirdo. I'm
what
serious.
What happened to that mortician who was supposed to invite us over?
True. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
what happened
I don't want that. I just want a T-shirt.
No, we'll bring you a T-shirt if you let us come over. How about that? We'll bring you every T-shirt we have.
Yeah, we worked this out.
Do you have cable?
Yes.
No, I just want to see the ghosts.
And everything.
I mean, I just, like, no, I...
Okay,
I mean,
email us. I'm totally dead serious. Okay, bye.
Good show.
Have a good one.
His house sounds so scary.
And awesome. It's cool if we're together,
nah.
If we're all together.
No, nah, I'm scared of stuff like that.
No, I'm going to lose my mind and scream and cry.
I'm too scared.
I can't wait.
I look really ugly when I'm scared.
Nobody's looking at us.
My friend just bought a haunted house in Providence.
Let's go there. Nobody's going to see us. We're just going to record it. It's audio. That's why we're on the radio.
It's too scary. 201-209-9368. I don't want any ghosts nipping at my ankles. No.
Ooh, I like it.
I don't. And we can't go to a stranger's house without someone with us.
His parents will be there. They're not all going to murder us.
Someone else has to go.
Well, we'll bring Ken so he could record it. He would love to go.
He would love to go.
It would be like the best day of his life.
He would love to go.
Okay, we're going. I'm not even kidding. He's going to email us and we're going.
201-209-9368.
I should have just been like, you're on the list, and then told him he went so that we could get his address and then show up at the house.
You should have done that. That's so mean, dude. I still get scared.
I'm sorry. I was just kidding. He's not here. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Frangry.
Hey, pal.
So, you ever been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know those animatronic robot thingies?
Yes.
Oh, my God, weird.
Scared the crap out of me. I used to have to hide in the ball pit the whole time.
The ball pit's scary as hell.
Yeah, you never know what's in the ball pit.
Chuck E. Cheese. Obviously.
They had such dangerous toys there.
Anything could be in the ball pit.
Anyone.
Not the animatronic Ben.
Anyone, anything. Snakes.
Whatever. It's the safest place in Chuck E. Cheese. Also, squirrels.
Squirrels? Wait. What?
Yeah, squirrels.
Wait, why?
Well, I had a fear of needles. And then I found out that if you get rabies, you have to get, like, a bunch of shots in your stomach. And then I found out that squirrels carry rabies.
Lots of animals carry rabies.
It's irrational fear.
Terrifying.
I always wanted to foam at the mouth, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, but the shots part.
You
like,
just
if
do
I
a lot of drugs.
If I could foam at the mouth and not get stuff with shots, then I'd be down. But, yeah,
all right.
That's for me.
Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Nobody's guessed our weird childhood fear.
Oh, yeah. I had that fear till I was, like, 22, though.
I kind of... Oh, no, I don't have it anymore.
I still do. I made someone order for me today.
You idiot!
I just messed it up.
What's wrong with you?
I blew our secret.
Well, now you gotta tell them.
We were both afraid of ordering.
At restaurants and stuff. Look at us now with a big old talk show.
Look at her go.
My mom would be like, well, if you don't order, you're not gonna eat. And I was like, all right, let's see who wins this fight. Like, you... How long are you going to starve me for?
So embarrassing. I remember the waiter would stand there, and I would just, like, look at my dad and say my order loud enough for the waiter to hear. Be like, I want chicken and whatever.
Chicken fingers.
And then my dad would be like, she'll have chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
Or
that's
whatever.
What I ordered in every Rice restaurant and beans. Until I was, like, 17.
Rice and beans, macaroni and cheese, chicken fingers. Actually, no, I was a vegetarian from when I was, like, 13 to 21, so I didn't eat chicken fingers.
I think I might want to become a vegetarian. See how that goes.
You should. But if you become a vegan, you're fired.
No, I would never do that. You're going to be a vegetarian with me?
No, I love raw meat.
I like cooked meat.
I like Protein Rush.
I had delicious steak last night. I went to Robitaille.
Where's that?
On 9th between
with
second
who?
And third. None of your biz.
Who'd you go with?
A hot guy.
No, you didn't. You're not dating.
I told you I would be dating again in September.
You told me October.
Oh.
You went on a dinner date last night? Bluff ball.
Total bluff ball.
Who'd you go with, really?
Nah, I went to Pilates with Shruti, and then we were like, let's go eat. In our workout clothes.
There we go.
Fine. If you must know the truth. Man, I'm a loser.
No, you're not. Having dinner with friends is a wonderful thing.
It was great.
Going
we got
on a date with a stranger is ridiculous.
Chef's menu with taste with sake tasting.
How can you afford that?
It was $100 each.
How can you afford that?
I have a job that pays me money.
Damn.
It was delicious. You would love that restaurant.
I am an artist with no...
No, but you don't have to order that way. You can just, like, order normal food. Anyway, 201-209-9368. Weird childhood fears is our topic.
No one would have guessed that we had a fear of ordering anyway.
I know. I ain't mad at you.
But I did blow that by accident, not even on purpose.
Well, yeah, thanks. I hope it wasn't on purpose.
Just blew it by accident.
Higher happens all the time. You didn't mean to blow it, but then you blew
just
it.
Did.
Right? Whoever's on the phone, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Doesn't it happen all the time where you don't mean to blow things, but then you do?
Yeah.
So what's up? What was your weird childhood fear?
When I was 5, my sister was babysitting me, and she's like 10 years older than me, so she thought it would be a good idea to watch The Shining.
No.
No. I've still never seen it.
So I watched this. I saw The Shining when I was 5 with her.
Wow.
And there's a scene where I think Jack Nicholson, he goes into the bathroom, and there's like this beautiful woman taking a bath. But then, after he starts making out with her, she turns into this old woman that's like her flesh is rotting off of her body. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay. So anyway, it's really gross and creepy, and it's not obviously because it's The Shining, but so for years after that, I couldn't go into the bathroom without, like, pulling the shower curtain back.
Just making sure no one was there?
Yeah, just making sure, like, that woman, I guess, wasn't there or something like that.
I hear that.
That is the scariest movie ever, and I've never seen the whole thing.
Really?
No, it's too... Honestly, I get too scared. I'm scared of scary movies.
I don't like scary movies.
And that movie is the scariest movie ever made.
You never saw that part I'm talking about?
I saw that part you're talking about. So I've seen parts of it, but I've never seen the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's just crazy. Finally got over it. But to this day, I still can't look in a mirror in the dark. Like, that freaks me out. Can't do it.
Scary.
Ooh, like those, like,
Shining, but it's just a side note.
Those, like, teenage games where you go in the dark.
Oh, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
what do you do
I
again?
Do
you look in the mirror and you say Bloody Mary over and over again.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
You too.
Let's do Bloody Mary. We only have 2 people on the list.
Who are they?
Leech with the nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah with the balloon head.
I like balloon head.
Yeah, I know, me too. Nosebleed was a good story, though. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. So,
hey.
When I was a kid, we had a bunch of cracks in the ceiling of our living room. And it was an old house, and my brother convinced me that we had ceiling snakes in the living room. And coincidentally, my parents at the same time did this IKEA trip, and IKEA put out this line of stuffed snakes, and they bought me all these snakes. Just as I started to get afraid of the ceiling snakes. And surrounded by snakes.
Is that the end of the story?
My takeaway from that story was, you had IKEA when you were little?
Yeah, where was that? Yeah.
Like, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh,
you're a child. I could be your mother.
That wouldn't be weird.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. I would be a good mother.
I don't think you could be his mother.
I could have been 12 when I had a baby. Technically, I could have been his mom.
I guess so.
Weird.
All right. Well, have a good one.
Gross.
Bye.
See ya. Ceiling snakes?
Scary. Ooh, I know what I was afraid of when I was little.
Stuff you believe when you're little.
When I was little, I had a recurring fear. You know those caterpillars that are yellow, yellow and black striped, and they eat the leaves off the trees?
Yes.
Okay, I used to be really afraid that they would come up to me while I was sleeping, and they would all, because they would be all around the trees in Puerto Rico, and I would be like a flat little leaf, and they would be eating holes in me. And it still scares the crap.
Were they that bad on the trees?
Yeah, they were like all over the trees, and I'm so scared of them.
You're cringing right now.
Because the thought of them eating me like a little leaf.
Well, you are like a little baby leaf. Little delicate leaf.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hello there, young man.
So, when I was born with my guts hanging out, and so I never had a belly button. I've always just had a scar, and, you know, I've always been super proud of it. But at some point when I was, like, 9, I think, is when Aliens was, like, the Geiger-based movie. It was on TV, and after I saw it, I became convinced that something was going to pop out of me.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Wait, you were born with your guts hanging out of you?
Yeah, it's called, like, gastrointestinal defect. It happens to... lots of kids.
So they just shove it in and sew it up, huh?
Basically, or there's the alternative where it doesn't fit, and then normally you don't make it very long.
Because they have to cut stuff out, and then you don't have enough?
Then you die.
Yeah, there's just not room or something.
Ah, like it grows too big for your britches.
Something like that. I was there, but not there.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks, man.
God bless.
Bye.
I meant that.
I believe you.
Have a good one. 201-209-9368.
Can you say it in Spanish?
201-209-9368.
Muy bien.
Gracias. If I was a pro, I'd be like, 93-68.
That's not how they say phone numbers, is it?
I don't know. I just made that up. Well, Nicaragua, they're...
Oh, they're 2 and 2?
2-2-2.
Right. So that makes sense,
like,
yeah.
62-59-38.
Right.
201, two, I don't know what they're like in France, though.
That's right, because you're not French and you're not from France.
I never said I was from France. I just said I was French.
I was thinking about it this week, and I was like, she's not from France.
I never said I was. I won the argument when you said you were Puerto Rican, and when
Sorta
I asked,
Rican.
Whatever, when you responded what else you were, I was like, oh, you were born in all those places? And you just shut up. You just shut up.
I mean, I don't know why I got so mad that you think you're from France.
I never said I'm from France. Go listen to the show. I said I was French.
I'd rather not listen to this show.
It's because you don't want to be proven wrong.
You're right, I don't.
Equivocada. How do you say wrong in French? I'm going to find out next week. I'm going to drop that on you.
You need to learn how to speak French.
I'm going
to
come. I'm going to stroll in one day knowing French. And then like,
I hope
oh my
you
God,
do.
You are French.
You are from France.
I never said that. Bonjour, you're on the radio.
Hello, bonjour. When I was a teenager, when I was laying in bed, anytime it would thunder lightning, I would cover up my privates with my hands.
Wait, you thought it was going to hit your, like, metal private part?
Like the lightning was going to come down through the roof somehow, through my bedroom, and hit me there.
Oh, I love that. That's so...
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's weird, right?
It's cute.
It's so cute.
Never happened, but that's what I used to do.
That is cute.
What's your name, pal, with the metal penis?
It's Troy.
Troy, I love that little story.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my god, just the little visual of
him being like, no.
Like in his pajamas holding his junk.
I still sometimes do it, actually. I don't know, it's weird.
I'm sorry, if I was in bed with a man and it was raining and he did that, I would marry him.
Really?
Yeah, that is so cute. I'm sorry.
That's weird.
That is anyway. So cute! All right, penis guy, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Oh, good, I need one.
Don't we all? Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
No one ever says they need one.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I like him too. Put a star next to his name.
Okay. Let's just make him a winner so we can get his address.
Put a heart next to his name. Perfect.
I put the O in Troy as a heart.
Nice. 201-209-9368. We've got about 7 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo. Call us and let us know what your weird childhood fear is. Is there anything going on the comments board, which you can find on WFMU.org?
Carmichael just said filet mignon.
Mm.
That's all he said. Mm. Just filet mignon.
In your face.
Everybody else is saying good one for angry.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
Thanks, pal. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, it's Sizzle.
Sizzle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, best name. What's up, Sizzle?
Did anybody talk about Bigfoot already? I didn't hear the first part of the show.
No, not yet.
You were scared of Bigfoot?
I was really, really scared of Bigfoot when I was a little kid, and I lived in this town in northern New Jersey, and my dad got remarried, and they moved into this, like, swank condominium complex that had just been built. It was the late 70s. And it was up on top of a mountain, like in this valley that was on top of the mountain. It was newly built. And he slept upstairs with his new wife. And I, when I would visit there, would sleep down by myself on the first floor. And I used to hear something walking around outside my window all the time.
It was a bear. A bear.
Bigfoot.
I think it was a Bigfoot because it used to bang on the side of the basement. It was built, the condominium unit was built on a hill, and the basement was exposed. And then one day I was playing outside, and I found on the road these huge piles of mucus.
Ew!
With like a little bit of blood on them.
What was
like
it?
Like when you blow your nose and a little bit of blood comes out. And mm-hmm. It was like periodically appearing just on the road. And it was a road that wasn't used very much. And I ran and got my dad. I was like, Dad, I got to show you this weird thing. And he was like a science teacher. But they had showed me, like they used to watch In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy. And there are always these episodes about
story
Sasquatch.
Rules.
And I'd be terrified. And he was like, well, there's probably a perfectly reasonable scientific explanation for all this. And I was like, but Dad, what about these huge boogers on the road with like piles of them? So much larger than a human could have done and out of a human.
How big were they?
It was probably an alien.
How big were they?
They were probably, I mean, this is a long time ago, but I'm looking at my steering wheel, and it's like as big, they were, the piles were like as big as the horn on
no.
my, like where I would slam on a horn.
Yeah, human can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Steering wheel.
Some kind of moose could, maybe.
A moose.
Or bear.
Yeah, or a bear. A big animal.
Or a Bigfoot.
Well, a long time goes by, I grow up, I start doing creative work, and I start writing about Bigfoot and researching about Bigfoot, like crazy obsessed. And the New Jersey, I meet the New Jersey Bigfoot investigator, and he's like, you know what the squatchiest town in New Jersey is? And I was like, what? What town? And he said the name of the town where this condominium was.
Really?
He's like, that's where there were the most sightings.
Squashiest town is code for Sasquatch?
Yeah, that's an all.
What
like,
town?
The squashiest
like,
town.
Squatchy.
Wait, what town is the squatchy town?
It's Vernon.
Vernon?
Isn't that where one of these DJs is from?
Who?
Maybe.
I think.
I don't know.
Mm.
Wait,
so. That's it.
That's a good one.
That's a good story. I might go home and, like, Google it.
I believe you.
Oh, I'm so glad. bad. Yeah, it was really scary.
I believe that too.
One. I think we should go hunt them.
They're around.
Three ladies in Vernon, Jersey.
Something I almost happened. Went to a Bigfoot conference a couple years ago in Las Vegas. I did. Have you ever been to one of those Bigfoot conferences?
Yes. Well, they're... not a conference, but, like, I've been on those expeditions.
Yeah, it seems cool.
Where they go out in the woods at night.
That sounds scary. All right, thanks for calling, Sizzle.
Okay, bye, guys.
That was a great story. Thank you, Sizzle.
Bye.
Have a good one.
We have time for a couple more calls.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh. Oh.
He's trying to be Santa. She's not scared of you. You're an idiot.
That wasn't scary.
Yeah, that was idiotic. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Scott said to me that his biggest childhood fear was that the whole world was in on something and he was the only one who didn't know.
Where the party was?
That's definitely not true.
Well... and his guess for your fear was that you would grow up and not be the coolest chicks on the radio.
No, we always knew that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's good. Good reply.
All right, Rooster. Have a good one.
Bye, Scott.
Have a good one.
More?
Or we can do one more.
I don't have any.
What do you mean? 201. We can keep going for one more.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Call now. You'll get through your weird childhood fear. 201-209-9368.
Wait, I have something funny to tell you.
Tell me.
Yeti Bob on the comments board loved the last call. Yeti. Isn't that what they call Sasquatches?
Mm-hmm. It has so many names.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So this isn't something that happened to me. This was my sister when we were kids. But she was so terrified of lightning, I guess she thought that it would, like, hit the house and it would catch on fire, that she would throw up every time there was a thunder and lightning storm.
That's so sad. My sister used to get scared, too, and we used to share a bedroom, and she would be like, shake your butt, and we would shake our butts so that we could hear, like, the noise the butts made against the sheets instead of the thunder. That's all we did.
Does your butt really make that much noise?
Enough to distract you.
Huh.
I can't believe I just said that on the radio.
That's weird.
I wish I could take it all back now.
Me too.
Oh, my God. I hate myself.
We gotta
okay,
go.
Have a good one.
Who Thank won? You
it's either Sarah with the balloon head or Troy with the metal penis.
See, that one's, like, creative and weird, and the other one's just, like...
So cute.
So cute. So I don't know. You choose. I don't know.
I can't choose. It's like choosing between mom and dad.
Yeah, you like your dad better.
Actually, I don't like my dad better. Mm. I like my mom better.
Well, then there you go. You just chose. It didn't seem that hard.
I choose both. Sarah and Troy, you what? Both win t-shirts. I can do whatever I want. Send me your mailing address and t-shirt size to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
our floor out here. I might jump, but my body might just smash against the pavement. Or the wind might drag me to a nearer state. Am I breathing or lucid dreaming? I can't believe it. I'm in the moment. Am I breathing or lucid dreaming? I can't believe it. I'm in the moment. Yo, a couple stories to tell. A couple pictures of hell. A couple jiggers who ain't never had to sleep in a cell. But talk as if they're criminals for records to sell. It's kind of peak. They be lying through their teeth. They be telling you they used to have to beat for the beat. Man, I had to get a rhythm for the feet. Have to keep a couple fans that had me buzzing in the streets. That's a life I never want to live. Had to be a man since I was 17. But I never grasped the concept, so I stayed a teen. Father trying to get me to respond to more. Mother trying to hold on to a baby boy. But reality has me forgetting everything. Forgetting that heaven's my only residence. And earth is a place that I found my purpose in. I haven't found it yet. Calling me a liar and a heathen. Stop acting like a baby, quit reaching. A dog jigging in the daylight bleaching. I told you you would burn up in the season. I was feeling a little bit of an intimate talk. You were stepping and stumbling, brother, fix how you walk. Instead of digging past the surface, you're just preaching a lot. A lot of nonsense. Feeling like I'm on the top floor out here. I might jump, but my body might just smash against the pavement. Or the wind might drag me to a nearer state. And in my breathing or lucid dreaming, I can't believe it. I'm in the moment. In my breathing or lucid dreaming, I can't believe it. I'm in the moment. Not just an internet figure, I'm a figure to figure. I'm passing the pen to paper, you're passing the liquor. 2020 vision, but your glasses are thicker. You're walking many miles, but now my thighs are much bigger. I'm feeling the penicillin, it's making me sicker. I'm passing the top of mountains, I thank the propellers, my God. I lost all of my fears when I was inhaling my flaws. Give me the truth, the lies, the noose. Dying for proof to give me something to lose. Revealing the drastic measures I took to improve. I'm fighting the odds, there's gotta be more for this youth. Settling for less is adding sin to the stress. I'm reaching for the top so you can call me the best. Settling for less is adding sin to the stress. I'm reaching for the top so you can call me the best.
I've been just a step better and just since I was four. It's had a positive and a negative impact on my life.
Yo, what's poppin'? What it do? It's yours truly, the legendary guru. I'm here with my partner, Billy Jam, right here on WFMU. Put the needle on the record.
Boss, we gonna really get live now.
Yes, man.
One time for your mind.
Pupurazzi.
Looking like this.
Yes.
I bring back funky jams from the 70s when the mic is in my gut. You know it's sure enough, heavenly like the father. But I'm not speaking upon the gods when I drop man bombs. Of my sucker removal, and I'm quite sure that this here groover make it bug out on the floor, but make it listen as I determine who's doing the snaking and the hissing, not I. Cause 33 and a third's not a sucker. In other words, I'm not a non-melting motherfucker. I ain't got soul, I got rhythm and a beat. Sorry for being blunt, but that's how it is. Sorry for being blunt, but that's how it is.
Stand up on my dirty bra. They think I run on cheetah. Stand up on my dirty bra. They think I run on cheetah. Stand up on my dirty bra. They think I run on cheetah.
Way over the head, they never knew what I meant. True, they said, why do you hang around a bunch of? I bet you date black girls, cause they have nice figures. White girl said, once you go black, don't come back. I don't want your sticky your booty is black. You need to get your thick balloon head out of the fog. Then you realize you was like a bump on the log. But some real friends of mine said, Tone, do what makes you happy. That's when I started letting my hair grow nappy. Now they don't understand the way I wear my hair or the way that I dress. They always try to compare me to